The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Fernando Curcioni from Beach Party Boys, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on beachboosterradio.com, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The Beach Party Boys, North America's most requested live performing Beach Boys tribute band, performed at the Royal Canadian Legion in Collingwood on June the 24th, a presentation of the Old Town Terrace in cooperation with Creative Gal Productions. This was an amazing night and a great way of welcoming summer with songs from the Beach Boys era, where we found ourselves singing and dancing along with songs like Surfing USA, Barbram, Fun Fun Fun, Good Vibrations, and of course, my favorite, California Girls. The Beach Party Boys reproduced the authentic look, vocal harmony, and instrumentation of the Beach Boys. I met up with Fernando Curcioni, who portrays Mike Love from the Beach Boys, prior to the show to find out more about this awesome band, as well as Fernando's zany side. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on beachboosterradio.com. I'm at the Royal Canadian Legion in Collingwood, and joining me is Fernando Curcioni from the Beach Party Boys, North America's most requested and live performing Beach Boys tribute band, performing tonight a presentation of the Old Town Terrace in cooperation with Creative Gal Productions. Great to have you on the show, Fernando.
Thank you very much for having me.
So is this your first time in Collingwood?
Actually, it's not. I was part of the Elvis Collingwood Festival for 3 years, playing in the Casino Brothers show from 2005 to 2007.
Great. So how did you guys meet, and how long has the band been together?
The band's been together since 2009. I've always had in the back of my mind to put together a show that was a correct representation of the Beach Boys music. And from 2009 up until now, it's been some change in personnel. But through the years, just playing in different bands, we get to meet different musicians and hear about who is more akin to this type of stuff. And I met Marco Spadafora, who is the musical director now of the Elvis Collingwood Festival, probably in 2005. And so That was very easy.
And tell us, which one of the Beach Boys are you?
I do the bass baritone parts of Mike Love.
Okay.
So I'm doing the Mike Love parts, yeah.
Very nice. And how about the other band members? Can you name them and,
sure,
and who they are?
Yeah, we have on keyboards doing the Brian Wilson voice is Gavin Russo, who is our newest member. He's from Sudbury, Ontario. We have Jeff Scott on lead guitar, who by his own right is also a Buddy Holly tribute artist. As I had mentioned, Marco Spadafora on drums and Andrew Canning on bass.
Wow, so that completes it all here.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they from? Because you said one of them is from, you said Sudbury. So where is the whole band from generally?
Andrew Canning, our bass player, originally is from Scotland. He's been here for about 35 years. Jeff Scott was born in the Newmarket, Ontario area, and now resides in Oakville. Marco Spadafora, the drummer, is from Bolton, Ontario.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So when made you decide to create a Beach Boys band?
Ever since I was 10 years old and I heard Surfin' USA on the radio, it always stuck with me. I love the Beatles and Creedence and Elvis, of course, and Chuck Berry and all those. But there was something about the Beach Boy harmonies. And the songs that were written, I always felt, had a wholesome vibe to them. It was just happy music, and that always hit me in the right spot. And I thought if there was going to be a tribute show that I would put together, that would be it.
And what do you like most about the Beach Boys? You said the songs. Is there anything else that you're attracted to?
Well, there's these beautiful harmonies. The harmonies of the Beach Boys were inspired by the Four Freshmen, a group that Brian Wilson loved. And they were jazz harmonies. And so basically Brian Wilson took jazz harmonies of the Four Freshmen and fused them with his brother's love for rock and roll, Chuck Berry and Ritchie Valens. And as a matter of fact, the song In My Room is a perfect example of taking a Ritchie Valens song and a Four Freshmen song and fusing them together.
So the Beach Party Boys have played all over the world to big crowds, festivals, theaters, and casinos. And now you're playing at the Royal Canadian Legion in Collingwood, having performed on bigger stages. How does it feel to be playing a more intimate venue?
I absolutely love the intimate venues where we're a lot closer to the folks. And I've always felt that, you know, you can go out and be on a stage and in an outdoor festival and see 3,000 people, and it's just so big you can't really, you know, connect with any one person. But in an intimate setting, they're right there in front of you, and it's nice to have them sometimes yell things out and talk, you know, directly to a person.
You could interact a little bit more. So how are you enjoying recreating this nostalgia trip?
You know, that's an interesting question, because something that we stumbled upon was that ultimately we wanted to do the Beach Boys music, but we found that playing this music for the baby boomer audience was not just about playing the tunes, but connecting with them in a way that we always say that our mission statement is to keep your teenage hearts alive. And we always kind of remind everyone of what it was like to be a teenager in the 50s and 60s, and to bring some nostalgia, shows of television. And I always want to leave the audience feeling that when they've left the show, they feel a little bit of spirit of what it was like in those days when, let's say, a girl was asked to go steady. No one asks anybody to go steady anymore. And that was such a great thing.
So having said that, can you introduce one of your songs?
Absolutely. Here is California Girls.
Joining me is Fernando Curcioni from Beach Party Boys. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest, Fernando Curcioni from Beach Party Boys. So, Fernando, I understand you performed at Redondo Beach, California. How was that experience?
That was the most incredible thing that ever happened in the history of our show. And there's been some crazy things that have happened. But we got a request or an inquiry to go and play in Redondo Beach, which was blocks from Hawthorne, where the Beach Boys actually grew up. So it was a 400-seat theater, and I remember looking out and saying to the folks, why are you bringing a Canadian band from Toronto all the way to California? There's got to be Beach Boy shows out here. And they had a good laugh. But it was really great to do that show. I was thrilled. And after the show, I was backstage, and somebody came to get me and said, somebody out there would like to talk to you. So I thought, oh, who can it be? And it was the principal of Hawthorne High School. And the lady said to me, young man, I was the principal at Hawthorne High, where all the Beach Boys went to. And and there was another gentleman standing, waiting to speak with me as well. And he introduced himself as Mike West, who was the neighbor of Mike Love. And when Good Vibrations was recorded, he was invited to be at the studio. And so he was telling me these stories. So being out there was a fantastic experience, meeting people in California that were in some way part of that whole vibe, you know?
Oh, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. So how does it feel when someone says, we thought you were the real Beach Boys?
This was when we went to Denmark, and which was in our first year. We could hardly believe it, but there was a company in Denmark that was having a California-themed 25th anniversary, and it was all day. It was from 12 noon to 12 midnight, and basically all of the big stars from Denmark were on that stage. No one had a clue from our camp who they were, but everyone there recognized them as big stars. The host of that show was an actor who had played in James Bond films.
Wow.
And I recognized him. I just didn't know who he was. And we went on last, as because we were part of the theme. So after we came off the stage, we had people coming up to us thinking that we were the real beat. Oh, you can't be a tribute. And it was kind of a...
What a compliment.
Yeah, it was flattering to hear that, you know.
So what can the audience expect tonight?
Well, all the Beach Boy hits, some information on how some of the songs got made, some nostalgia that will, you know, trigger some beautiful memories, I hope, and a feeling that the audience has come to a show, you know, leaving with a very nice spirit.
So, do you have a favorite song you enjoy performing?
I've always loved I Get Around.
Oh, nice.
It just seems to have everything that is great in a pop song. It was their first number one hit in 64. I believe it took I Want to Hold Your Hand out of the number one spot, which was there for many, many weeks, as we all know.
Yeah, absolutely. How much time is dedicated to Beach Party Boys?
The dedication in putting the show together happened more in the very beginning, 2009 and 10. We got all the Beach Boy harmony parts and, you know, gave them out to everyone to learn. Right now, it's such an ongoing show that we're very busy with touring, and so when we're in the van, you know, touring around, that's all part of what we need to do to upkeep the show.
And what's next for the Beach Party Boys? You touch a little bit that saying you're touring right now.
Tomorrow, June 25th, we're going to be in Bemis Point, New York. On July the 6th, we're going to be in Mill Pond in Ontario. The 7th in Waterloo. The 8th, we're going to be in Bala. and the 9th in Frankenmuth, Michigan. And then we travel to Wisconsin the following week, and there's shows planned right up until the end of the year.
So you guys are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what I want to know is, tell me about this. Apparently the band's interest of throwing peanut butter and jam sandwiches at passing strangers. What is this all about?
That's just my, I have a bit of a zany side, and sometimes when I'm writing things, I'll come to the end of a paragraph, and there's this extra little thing that just kind of comes out that has nothing to do with anything, but just the way my crazy mind works.
Having said that, where can we find more information?
The Beach Party Boys are part of a company called The Booking House, and if you go to the Booking House website and enter Beach Party Boys, a video will come up, a bio will come up, and you can also go to Facebook just by entering Beach Party Boys, and they'll get all the information they need.
Well, thank you, Fernando, for being my guest and wishing you continued success. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Here's the famous Barbara Ann.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song. A wrap for me. I would like to thank Fernando Curcioni from the Beach Party Boys for being my guest. And if you want to find out more information about their next upcoming concerts, visit bookinghouse.com. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime at our new website at beachbooster.com. Beach Corner is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.